driving in circles, caught up in cycles. It's all happened before, that old deja vu. Got an eye on the rear view, put the pedal to the floor. We can't seem to run away, but we don't need to anyway. Please believe me when I say, baby, we can change. Give you a reason, give me a second chance. Sunrise, it's a new day, start a new season without a backward glance. It's too good to throw it away. Gotta learn how to become more than all the things we've done. Gotta face into the sun, gotta put our shadows behind us. Never look back, as is the past. As we declare, never look back. Is the past, have them to class, look into the future. Look into the future.
I am here right now with Ev from Syavia, joining us from Belgium. It's been almost 6 years since you were last on Dark Essence, so it's great to have you back. How are you going right now?
I'd be lying if I said I was doing great. I'm ill at the moment. Apart from that, I'm doing very great. I'm loving the stuff I'm doing, and I'm very grateful you asked me to do another interview, because indeed it's been 6 years, yeah. Didn't know.
Yeah, and there's been so many changes in Syavia since 2010.
Yeah.
But I guess the big news at the moment is your new album, your seventh. It's called Seven Sorrows, Seven Stars.
Yep.
This album is your personal soundtrack to the 2014 movie Interstellar, which also broke a dry spell for you with creativity.
Yeah, of course. The thing was, after finishing Xenogamous Endeavor, that album, I just had no inspiration. I didn't know where to go. Every demo I wrote, every lyric I wrote, had no meaning. I felt I had said everything I wanted to say already. Yeah, it was like falling in a black hole. A lot of musicians have that, I think. So I started focusing on gaming. I love gaming. I started running, which is actually good. And I started watching movies, a lot of movies with my girlfriend. So it became every two days we watched a movie, and then suddenly that was Interstellar. It kept haunting me, that movie. It kept stuck in my head. The first track I wrote was Alcubierre Drive with Kyoko Barsoom, and I wanted to get the atmosphere of the old song, of the old movie, into that one song, but I felt I could do a lot more with the movie. So basically sometimes I base myself on one scene, or on the father-daughter relationship, or on the thematics behind it, scientific thematics being traveling into space and time, and how you get older and stuff. I won't go into details, because otherwise we'll be sitting here for 2 hours, but I've made a blog post about it, so you can check that out.
Very similar to your previous album, the Xenogamous Endeavor, you've collaborated with different singers on each song.
Yeah.
So what's the selection process like?
Oh my, that's really, it's for everyone different. But the basics are, I ask, and if I get a yes, then we start working. If I get a no, then I'll nag a bit more, and I say, I love your voice. show them other demos. For example, with Roland, I wanted to work 3 albums ago already, the track Face to Face, but we couldn't find a match between the music and what he liked. And so it's basically, when I hear a band and I like the singer, I invite them to do something together. Or I scout the internet, I scout SoundCloud, because there's a lot of people on SoundCloud and YouTube doing singing before the camera, and they do nothing with it. So I thought, let's just write them. And sometimes you get an answer, sometimes you don't. So. But it's a lot of work.
you've brought back some people you've worked with before, like Mari from Mari and the Ghost, Deanna from Junk Sister, and Kyoko from Lunascape.
Yeah.
Did you want to introduce some of the others on the new album who you've brought in for the first time?
Let me see. We have fellow Neves from the track Not What I Expected. She didn't release a lot of stuff, but I always liked the tone of her voice. It reminded me vaguely of Aria, but she has that edginess in her voice. She doesn't really, like, sing on the track, but it gives it a really nice electroclash feeling. And she produces her own music as well, but not at a big rate. And then I think the other one I wanted to talk about was Mr. Peter van Varenberg. I don't know, on the track Opia. He's been a long friend of my girlfriend, so I know him for 15 years already, I think. And Peter played in a band with my girlfriend, so I knew he could sing and knew what he could do, but I had to find the right track for him, and his voice really shines in that track. It's a likable guy. He just comes from a totally different genre. He does really a rock band. So I like to select people from other genres because they have different voices. Like Adi Nicole from Halocene, that band as well. It's a typical pop rock band. Sometimes it works well to put them under a trance track.
What about Roland van der Velde?
He
did one of my standouts from the album Face to Face. It's a great synth-pop track.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I said, it was a long time coming. I had another track with him first, but it was difficult to find a match between the track he liked and the vocals he liked to be on there, because I always do a proposal of the lyrics and how the vocal melody should be. So they have to be into it, of course. So it was like 2-3 years of us like messaging each other. Is this a track? No, it isn't. Is this a track? Nah. Is this a track? Maybe it could be. But eventually it became true. He's in a band called Model Depots. You should check it out. It's I think you'll like it. It's synth pop, and his voice is just incredible. I mean, he can do a lot of stuff.
I wish I was
In 2013, you stopped working with the long-term vocalist Emily Nicolai, and as we discussed, you now collaborate with many different vocalists. Do you think this has changed the way you approach songwriting, to have different singers on different songs?
Not really, maybe a bit, because when I was writing, she would come over and we would be face to face, so then you can explain things easier than via email or for messaging and stuff. But the way I write songs is basically the same. I make a demo vocal, which I sing myself, which sounds terrible, and then I hand it over to the professional singers, and then they make out something of it. So that's always how I've worked with Emily. She did write some lyrics of her own, as well as do others sometimes who I work with, but generally I still work the same. The biggest part that has changed is that I have such a big range of vocalists to pick from, which means that I can do a lot more genres, and I can be very picky and say, no, you don't fit that track because I want a smokier voice. Like, Kyoko has a very smoky voice, but very warm as well. That's why I always pick her for, like, yeah, the trip-hop-like things. And Roland, for example, yeah, he's just such a powerful voice. He can shatter your ears with your voice in a good way, of course. But I know who to pick. I have more options, and that makes it that I can write other types of music that I couldn't before.
Your description of open-minded electronic music is a perfect way to describe Saevia, as your sound crosses so many different genres. Even though it could be a trip-hop ballad or a harder industrial song, it all has this whole Saevia sound in the end. So how do you do it?
I don't know. I always fear that I will lose that someday. But I try to just tell a story in my way. And when I tell a story in my way, it's basically always the same. So I know sometimes the early demos can sound like a totally different band. Then I try to work towards the sound I feel comfortable with and that fits with Saevia. I even can't describe it myself, but many people have said that, like, it's very diverse, but you always hear it Saevia, even with other vocalists. I don't know. So if someone knows, tell me. Always the same. This is not what I imagined. An average life for an average me. Obliged, but it's not what I wanted. This team's a drag, a silent killer. This is not who I am. A creative mind burned over time. This is not what I expected. Monotone days, always the same. This is not what I imagined. An average life for an average me. Obliged, but it's not what I wanted. Routines of drag, a silent killer. This is not who I am. A creative mind. The album comes out on Alpha Matrix on April 15, and also on that day you're releasing a video for Not What I Expected, featuring Felon Neves. Yeah.
This song and the video focuses on the whole struggle of juggling your work and corporate life with your creative life.
Yes.
So does your day job ever interfere with Saevia, and how do you manage it?
Okay, I hope no one will listen at work. So it interferes, of course. Sometimes you're thinking like an hour on music you're writing while you should be working. On the other hand, I like programming. So my day job is programming, writing software, analyzing stuff. I do like that. It's a bit the same as making music. You start out with nothing, and the end result is something people can either enjoy, or with software sometimes hate. Well, with music as well, I think. I try to balance it, but you see, the song expresses that sometimes you get frustrated. I mean, the song basically goes out from the fact that when you're in college, you're promised, wow, what a big life. Great life, you can do whatever you want. It's all your dreams. But then they forget, but you need a toilet, you need a boiler, you need to pay your bills, you need to pay your taxes and all that shit. And oh, also, you'll have a boss who will constantly nag at you. Not that I'm saying I have such a boss, but it's just... That's basically the track, and yeah. I know Fallon struggles with it as well, so it was fun working with her on that.
Also in the coming months, you're releasing videos for Frozen and Stranger. And yeah. You've already got videos up for Lessons from the Past and Never Look Back. So yeah. That's pretty much 5 music videos in a short amount of time. Yeah. Where do you find the time to do it?
I don't know. That's why I'm ill at the moment, I think. I was up till 3 at night, and I still couldn't sleep. And yeah, I know. I think I have to take better care of my of my body. It's really juggling and combining stuff, not losing time. When I drive at my work, I put the demos I have in the car and listen to it. Whenever I have free time, I work on it. It's really filling all the gaps to be able to write and produce a lot of videos and a lot of music, because I find that videos are very important nowadays. People look something up on YouTube, but like a still image, I find that kind of boring. And with the video, it gives like a fourth dimension to the track. You can tell what the story is about in another perspective. So that's why I like making those videos.
When I got my promotional copy of the album in the post, I was pretty impressed with the whole DIY packaging that you did, with the whole hand-coloured envelope and a handwritten letter and, how shall I say, medical tools.
Yeah,
and in the past, you've done an urban sharing project around your hometown Antwerp, where you'd leave
it's
packages
true.
And CDs. So how important do you think DIY culture is to Saevia?
I don't think it influences a lot, but it's just a part of my personality. I don't want to be the band that says, like, hey, here's my CD, listen to it, and I'm very important and stuff. I was out of touch, like, well, if you don't like it, cleanse your ears with this, or take a tissue and dry your tears. That's what basically the package you received, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I also saw a review where someone else got a Joker card.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. thought, like, I color it black and it's a Joker. Either it works or it works not for you. I find it amusing to bring a bit of humor to relax about it all, because, I mean, it's not the center of the world at the end of the day.
That open sharing project you did is pretty unique as well.
Yeah, but it's not really active anymore. I started it and I wanted to set an example, like, I'll do this for 2 years. If anyone else wants to do it, go ahead. But it's difficult to bring out that philosophy. But I think some people are doing it still with their own tools or with other kind of stuff, like scarves around trees with messages like be safe, etc. So all these kind of things I like. There's also the project called, let me think, Before I Die, which is also a track, where there's like a big board in the center of the city, and there's in white chalk written, "Before I die, dot, dot, dot." And then all people can gather around and write what they want to do before they die. I think such things are really inspiring to make society a little less boring, because otherwise it's go to work, sleep, eat, go to work, sleep, eat, go to work, sleep, eat. It's boring.
And being based in Belgium, Belgium is a pretty important country for electronic music, especially with the early to mid-80s EBM scene.
Yeah.
And the whole new beat thing from the late 80s. So
absolutely.
What's happening in the scene over there today, and who are some upcoming names to watch out for?
So bands in Belgium that I like and are more recent than past bands are like Disconnected. I like the way he produces. Is also a very typical sound. I like IC434 because all of his tracks are written with one type of synthesizer, and still he manages to get so much melodies out. Those are the main bands for me that really stuck out and that I really enjoy listening to. I might forget a lot of others, so sorry for that, but those are very personal to me, those two bands. Especially in the dark electro scene, there's also other Belgian musicians such as Soul Wax, but those are not really tied to the scene we're talking about.
You've also recently done a call out for people to contribute for album number 8, which is already in production. So what are you looking for with this? How is the new stuff shaping up, and where can people go if they're interested?
Well, normally I tend to post some clips on my Instagram, which is just instagram.com/saevia, or on my SoundCloud page. Sometimes I tease little new things over there. What I'm looking for is, again, something a bit different. I want to go back and do some more breakbeats, some more edgy stuff, because now it's a lot of trip-hop, and apart from the track Wild Ride with Miss FD, it's all really, it's not as raw as I want to do now on the next album, but we'll see. Hopefully it will still have that Saevia gel.
Thanks so much for joining us on Dark Essence this evening. Before we wrap this up, is there anything else you wanted to add?
I'd say with recent events in the world, I often wonder and think about that. And I just say, like, please just carpe diem and talk to each other when you don't understand each other, and be friendly to everyone. I mean, don't be offending or such. And of course, thanks for asking me. It's always fun to talk.